No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 10th day of December. Welcome, everyone. You're so welcome here. I'm so glad that you came. We're walking through the Word of God together. Individually, collectively, in community, we're doing it every day until we get through the Bible. We are almost there. I can hardly believe these words. Looking over my notes over the years, we have been through a lot of stuff together, and we're not quite finished yet. Today, we continue in the book of Romans, reading chapters 11 through 13, and this week, we are reading the Evangelical Heritage Version, Romans chapter 11. So I say, did God reject his people? Absolutely not. For I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham from the tribe of Benjamin. God did not reject his people whom he foreknew. Or don't you know what scripture says about Elijah, how he was pleading with God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars. I am the only one left, and they are trying to take my life. But what did God's answer tell him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So in the same way, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace. Now, if it is by grace, then it is not the result of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. What then? Israel did not receive what it was striving to get. The elect did, but the rest were hardened. Just as it is written, God gave them a spirit of a stupor, eyes that do not see and ears that do not hear, right up to the present day. And David says, let their table be a trap and a net and a snare and a retribution for them. Let their eyes be darkened so they do not see, and let their backs be always bent. So I ask, did they stumble in order to fall permanently? Absolutely not. Rather, by their trespass, salvation came to the Gentiles to make the Israelites jealous. Now, if their trespass meant riches for the world, and their failure meant riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their fullness mean? I am speaking to you, Gentiles. For as long as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I am going to speak highly of my ministry. Perhaps I may make my own people jealous and so save some of them. For if their rejection meant the reconciliation of the world, what does their acceptance mean other than the dead coming to life? If the part offered as first fruits is holy, so is the whole batch. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, a wild olive branch, were grafted in among them and share in the rich sap from the root of the olive tree, do not boast that you are better than the branches. If you do boast, remember that you are not supporting the root, but the root is supporting you. Then you will say, branches were broken off so that I am grafted in. That is true. But remember that they were broken off because of unbelief, and you remain in place by faith. Do not be conceited, but stand in awe. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he will not spare you. So take note of God's kindness and his severity on those who have fallen, but God's kindness on you if you remain in his kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. And if they do not remain in unbelief, those branches will be grafted in again, because God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut off from a wild olive tree and, contrary to nature, were grafted into a cultivated olive tree, how much more easily will these natural branches be grafted back into their own olive tree. For I do not want you to be uninformed about this mystery, brothers, so that you are not conceited in your opinion of yourselves. There has been a hardening of people of Israel until the full number of Gentiles has come in. And in this way, all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion. He will remove ungodliness from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. In regard to the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But in regard to election, they are especially dear for the sake of the patriarchs, because God's gracious gifts and call are not regretted. For just as you were once disobedient to God, but now have been shown mercy due to their disobedience, so also now they have become disobedient, so that by the mercy shown to you, they may be shown mercy too. For God imprisoned all in disobedience, so that he may show mercy to all. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and how untraceable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his advisor, or who has first given to God what he will be repaid? For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, which is your appropriate worship. Also, do not continue to conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you test and approve what is the will of God, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. So by the grace given to me, I tell everyone among you not to think of yourself more highly than you ought, but think in a way that results in sound judgment, as God distributed a measure of faith to each of you. For we have many members in one body, and not all the members have the same function. In the same way, though we are many, we are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. We have different gifts according to the grace God has given us. If the gift is prophecy, do it in complete agreement with the faith. If it is in serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is encouraging, then encourage. If it is contributing, be generous. If it is leadership, be diligent. If it is showing mercy, do it cheerfully. Do not just pretend to love others. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another with brotherly love. Think of others as deserving more honor than yourselves. Do not be lagging behind in zeal, but be fervent in spirit as you continue to serve the Lord. Be joyful in hope. Endure trials patiently. Persist in prayer. Share with the saints who are in need. Be quick to welcome strangers as guests. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who are rejoicing. Weep with those who are weeping. Have the same respect for one another. Do not be arrogant, but associate with the humble. Do not think too highly of yourselves. Do not pay anyone back evil for evil. Focus on those things that everyone considers noble. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, maintain peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Everyone must submit to the governing authorities, for no authority exists except by God, and the authorities that do exist have been established by God. Therefore, the one who rebels against the authority is opposing God's institution, and those who oppose will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to evil. Would you like to have no fear of the one in authority? Do what is good, and you will receive praise from him, because he is God's servant for your benefit. But if you do wrong, be afraid, because he does not carry the sword without reason. He is God's servant, a punisher to bring wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit not only because of wrath, but also because of conscience. For this reason, you also pay taxes, because the authorities are God's ministers who are employed to do this very thing. Pay what you owe to all of them. Taxes to whom taxes are owed. Revenue to whom revenue is owed. Respect to whom respect is owed. And honor to whom honor is owed. Do not owe anyone anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet. And if there is any other commandment, are summed up in this statement. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. So love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, since you understand the present time. It is already the hour for you to wake up from sleep, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost over and the day is drawing near. So let us put away the deeds of darkness and put on the weapons of light. Let us walk decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual sin and wild living, not in strife and jealousy. Instead, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not give any thought to satisfying the desires of your sinful flesh. Paul came with a protein punch pack today. There's some protein-filled, powerful words. Sort of an expansion, like almost a further explanation of some of the words of Jesus today. Let's look a little bit more deeply at these words of Paul. Jesus, we thank you for your word today. I join my prayers with the words that we read today. I pray that we would not just pretend to love others. I pray that we would hate what is evil, but we have to know what is evil first. That we would cling to what is good. That we would be devoted to one another with brotherly love. That we would think of others as deserving more honor than ourselves. That we would not lag behind in zeal, but we would be fervent in spirit as we serve the Lord. That we would be joyful in hope. That we would embrace our trials patiently. That we would persist in prayer. That we would share with those who are in need. And that we would be quick to welcome strangers as guests. We would bless those that persecute us. Bless and not curse. that we rejoice with those who are rejoicing and we weep with those who are weeping, that we would have the same respect for one another, that we would not be arrogant, but we would associate with the humble, and that we would never think too highly of ourselves. We would not pay anyone back evil for evil, that we would maintain peace with everyone, that we would not take revenge, but we leave room for God's wrath for God, that we would not be overcome by evil, but that we, as your people, as followers and believers of Christ, will overcome evil with good. Holy Spirit, help us. I pray this all in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that is the free app. Take a look around. Check out the prayer wall that is there for your convenience, especially if you are just not the kind of person that feels comfortable calling in. You're shy. Totally understand. The prayer wall is there for you to reach out. And there are people waiting, hoping to pray with you, for you. And we thank you for keeping the prayer wall specifically for that, geared towards prayer. It's Christmas time. You can check out the website, check out the store, the resources. Lots for you to do there. It's also Christmas time, time for the Christmas box, the Daily Audio Bible Christmas box. Get that while supplies last. There are limited supplies for that. And there's some really good goodies in there. I can't think of what they are right at the moment, but now it's available, the Christmas box. It's also time for you to call in your Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas, just like we did for Thanksgiving. If you would like to send out your global Christmas wish, you can do that several different ways, depending on which channel that you use here at Chronological. If you're calling with your little pointer finger, 800-583-2164, we ask one call per person, 2 minutes. Keep your call to 2 minutes on the prayer line for the amount, the volume of calls that we get. If you do have a prayer request or a prayer to pray along with someone, or if you want to share with the community what you believe God has answered prayers through the community, make that a separate phone call. Do call, but make that a separate. Don't combine them. That'll be too difficult to play either place. And lastly, if you would like to partner with us, thank you so much. There should be a story told about the evolving of the Daily Audio Bible. There's lots you don't know, but Early on, we never knew that it would grow to what it was, and so grateful and thankful that so many people are engaging in the Word of God. But we've had trouble with servers. We blew the servers. They had to keep getting bigger and bigger because of the amount of people, and we could just no longer personally sustain it any longer. So thank you so much to each and every one of you for partnering with us in this way and keeping the Word of God going forth every day. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right hand corner. And lastly, look for the give icon on the website. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise or freeze over here in Tennessee. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hi guys, it's Kate calling in. I just want to thank you, Renee from Florida, you sweet thing, for calling in and giving us an update. It was so good to hear your voice. And then your little bye at the end really made me laugh. Period. I want to pray for you. Father, I lift up Renee, for she is your ransomed daughter, and she is dependent on you, as we all are. But she's having to walk that out each day. And I just thank you for all the treatment that she has endured and all the trials in her life in general that she has endured and is enduring. I pray for her eyesight, that you would preserve what she has, for her abilities to see and read and work and things like that. And I ask you to be using the chemo treatments and surgery and infection healing for her growth in faith and endurance, as far as things you never thought you could get through, but you are. Not that we want them, but you do say that you will use them to grow us, and that's my prayer for Renee. I pray for healing. I pray for fruitful health because of the treatment she's endured. And I ask these things, and I ask you to bless her. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Hey, it's Sarah in Shropshire. Daughter of the silversmith, I couldn't sleep last night, and I was thinking about you and thinking I felt like I hadn't heard from you. And I've been missing your voice and your prayers, and it sounds like I just heard your prayer on the or your prayer request on the 8th of December, and it sounds like there's been an awful lot going on in your family and your friendship group, and I'm thinking about you, and I hope there is some peace for everybody involved.